Hello.
Uy.
Welcome back and welcome to our new setup. Which na, is
mukhang pinaghirapan namin 'tong bagong setup namin, guys.
Hindi pa final 'to, guys, because again, we are working with a very talented architect. Oh. So soon malalaman nyo 'yan. But for now, we have
Mag-worry ako dun sa audio natin eh.
Bakit?
Ayan. Ang ganito lang yung boses natin para sakto. Sorry guys, kasi medyo syempre yung setup namin bago eh. Okay. So for first episode after a long while, parang feeling ko nakahubad ako kasi hindi pala ako nakarelo. Nakalimutan ko yung relo ko, babe.
I have mine. I have my newest Seiko watch here, guys. Oh! Which I will share with you. Ang dami kasing we posted this a story. But then, ang daming nagtanong kung ano daw siya. And as someone who's very ignorant of the names, I need to get the tag. Wait lang. Matchy kami ni Mikey for this
okay,
one.
Ito yung sa akin. I feel like I'm nakahubad without Seiko.
Alright. So mine is the Seiko Prospects SPB297J1. So this is how it looks like. What do you call this? The bezel? Is it the bezel?
Yeah, bezel.
So the bezel is black, and then the which one? Is this the face?
Dial.
So the dial is may pagka royal blue.
Yeah.
So
sa akin din actually.
But yours is ano no?
Prospects din naman yun sa'yo eh. Presta. Sa akin ano eh SPB299.
So mine is 297.
Well, for those who have Seikos or who know Seiko, alam nyo naman yung mga names na yan. So SPB299 ako, SPB297 siya. And we have one more actually.
Guess what?
Sa akin.
We have one more.
Saan sa akin?
It's in your paper bag. Mine kasi naka-ready na.
Ito pala yung sa akin.
So the UP girly in me, lumabas sa watch na to.
Actually.
It's maroon, guys. It's so pretty. Look at that. Look at how pretty that is. So maroon siya, both the bezel and the dial. And then may accent siya ng parang yellowish yung outline ng mga arrows. Yeah. So this one is, wait lang.
Sa akin, earth tone. Color brown. Bagay actually sa suot ko. Parang gusto kong ito na lang suotin
Oo
ko.
Oo nga, parang dapat yan.
Bagay, no?
So this one, itong maroon ko is the SRPD69. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. SRPD69. Sa akin, SRPD85. Did you know that my first watch was an SRPD? Yung navy blue?
Really?
Yeah, iba lang
actually,
yung...
Actually, kamukha.
Ah, iba lang yung ano, yung... Ganun. Yung strap. Sa akin,
so
naka-nano strap po. Tapos, earth tone brown. Bagay nga actually dito. But I really like this.
Yeah, I super love your new watches. So, also guys, if you haven't followed us on Instagram, please follow us there. Siya at Mikey.Reyes, me at Sikidelion_, because we are going to style these watches on Instagram. Alam niyo naman, hindi nawawala yung mga outfit reels natin.
Outfit reels! The past couple of weeks have been crazy. That is why we haven't really found the time to make an episode. Yeah. Lumipat kami, and then while we were fixing everything, tuloy-tuloy yung mga Valentines na you know what, for this episode, let's just do an update of the life of Mikey and Siki at the moment. Then the next one, gawa na lang tayo ng emailer. But yeah, the past few weeks have been nothing but a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang stress, sobrang pagod, pero blessing. There was a time na pareho tayong ano, no? Babe, pagod ako.
Like, physically, naramdaman namin ni Mikey how tired we were. Kasi, so this is what happened, guys. Just so you guys parang get a glimpse of what really happens. So, week before Valentine's, that's when we got all the final, parang dun kami lahat na approved for the projects. And then from then on, we had to do the drafts, we had to go to events, tuloy-tuloy yun for a week. Yeah. So, nagkaroon pa kami ng episode sa car, which
oh,
is...
Oh yeah, that was our last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that was the last oh, one. Okay. So, kumbaga, nagkaroon tayo ng episode, but that one is very fast, diba? Parang 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. Because again, we were on the way to an event, we didn't really have much time then. Sobrang pagising namin. Like, gigising kami maaga kasi ako naghahabol ako ng araw, naghahabol ako ng lighting, maghahabol ka ng deadline, tapos may event. Tapos, But yeah. Wala, sobrang saya din. Sobrang saya.
May nating nagawa. No?
Yeah, sobrang grateful namin ni Mikey, honestly, na parang...
dami. How many brands did you do?
Hindi ko siya binila.
Like during the Valentine's. Umabot ng 10.
Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko siya binilang.
Feeling ko umabot ng siguro 7 or 8 in 2 weeks. Actually, parang more. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
It's been a blessing. Hindi kami nagre-reklamo. But there was a point na parang pagod. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, parang we go to bed tired. But when we wake up, medyo na-refresh ka ng konti. Laban na ulit. Mm-hmm. Pero there's that feeling of worth it lahat in the end. Kasi it's been super... And apparently, hindi pa naman tapos. May mga bagong campaigns na papasok as content creators. Sobrang salamat sa lahat ng brands na nagtitiwala sa amin. Of course, Seiko!
Yeah.
Thank you very much again. So yun, it's been a roller coaster ride. Ano pa ba mga nangyayari?
Madami. Kasi tuloy-tuloy nga. Again, we moved into the new place.
But that was before the...
But we weren't able to talk about it that much because, again, we were rushing dun sa car episode. So, yeah.
Even the car.
Sobrang tuloy-tuloy lang talaga. Well, yung sa car mo, you were able to talk about it.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Because you were very excited. Syempre, new car si Mikey. But, yeah, tuloy-tuloy kami. And I guess... yung Feb ata natin, the first ever event we went to was a Seiko event, di ba?
Was that the first? Feb? Yeah.
Oo, parang yun yung nag-start ng Feb namin, yung Seiko event. And then, it's just crazy how people message us, people went there, di ba? We were able to meet a lot of them. And then a lot of people messaged also saying how, kasi doon namin sinabi na, Seiko actually got us na.
Yeah, Seiko got us na January pa.
Hindi pa nakakagets, but Seiko got us. Hindi naman siya lifetime na ano. But diba, we're very grateful. So ang dami nagsabi, babe, how in awe sila of manifestations. That's and true. Paano sila naniwala because they saw, especially you, because you were very vocal with how much you wanted to be a Seiko ambassador.
Yeah, I was manifesting that since the first time I bought a Seiko. Parang like August ata,
7-8 months ago.
Okay. So, tuloy-tuloy na nagmamanifest ka, nagpapapansin ka. Now, my haters would say nagpapansin lang naman ako. But, you know, a brand will not invest in you if hindi worth it yung pagpapansin mo. Hindi naman ako nagde-deny. Mapapansin ako. Sa Charyol, nagpapansin ako. Sa Seiko now. So, very grateful na finally kinuha nila kami. We signed actually January pa. But, we wanted to push the manifestation stage a little bit more. Kasi iniintay namin yung event na finally dun talaga kami. Dun ko. Hindi naman kami in-announce doon sa event na parang, oh, our bagong ambassadors, hindi naman ganun, but sa social media namin. Because again, I really take pride in our social media, babe, because the art of storytelling is super, ano to me eh. I hold it dearly that if you can tell a story, then doon may entertain ang tao, doon sila maniniwala, doon sila may influence. So, the way we've been telling the story since a year ago, 2 years ago, slowly, ito na, sobrang nakakagulat. And actually, the other day lang, guys, CK is at what? 130? 140? Hindi niya sinicheck, guys, kasi ayaw niya.
Until today, ha, it's something na I still do not, kumbaga, hindi ko siya binabaliwala, okay. But at the same
CK
time,
CK is at 138,000.
Hindi ko siya, hindi ako obsessed over them.
Actually, mas obsessed ako sa kanya kasi natutuwa nga ako dun sa growth. So, 138,000 on Instagram. I just hit 338, I think, on TikTok. So, tapos, the funniest thing is the other day, nag-live siya sa Instagram. Tapos, ang Instagram live kasi or any kind of live, alam naman nating lahat, when you get on, papasok lahat ng viewers kasi may prompt eh. May notification eh na, oh, CK De Leon is live. So, papasok ko just for the mere fact na tignan natin anong ginagawa ni CK. So, papasok ko. So, the real question is, how many can you retain? Yung buong live niya, she was on the 300s nandun siya sa 300. So parang ako, wow, there was a time that you were holding lives for 20, 15?
15 people.
As in, nagsasalita lang siya. Walang nagko-comment. So parang, dun palang believe na ako sa kanya. Kasi there were times na mag-iisang oras, isang oras kalahati siya. Na tipong isa lang kausap niya o dalawa. So parang, believe ako sa kanya when it comes to lives eh. Mas masipag siya kesa sa akin eh. So finally, nung nanonood ako nung 300 nanonood, parang, wow. Can you imagine? There 300 people are watching and enjoying. Tapos, nag-live naman ako sa TikTok kasi nga, kaiba kami ng platform. Mm. Sa TikTok naman ako. It was funny because tuloy-tuloy yung live ko. Ang saya pag marami nagko-comment, no?
Ang dami mo mapag-uusap. Ang dami mo kausap. So, after I went live, I went to TikTok kasi nga, apparently, parang, syempre, nag-check ako talaga ng mga story mentions. So, may nag-tag sa akin saying na the boyfriend, him, who posted it, is watching Mikey on TikTok. And then yung girlfriend niya, naka-FaceTime niya, is watching me on Instagram. So, I was like, ah, nagla-live pala si Mikey. So, when I went to TikTok after noon, as in, pahinga na ako. Mikey was doing the live for like 500 plus people. And for someone, ang dami nila. Like, sobrang dami nila sa TikTok ni Mikey. Tapos, ang cute pa ng TikTok kasi talagang parang in a wave of flood ka nila eh. So, tuloy-tuloy siya. It came to a point na nagising ako, hawak ko yung phone ko, nakaganyan ako. Sabi ko, wait lang, di pa pala siya tapos. Like, nakatulog na ako, pero hindi ba siya tapos mag-live, guys? So, it's like,
well, what's the point na sinasabi ng mga viewers crazy. Na parang, pwede bang i-end mo na kasi inaantok na kami, but at the same time, they didn't wanna leave kasi mafo-FOMO sila dun sa kwentuhan kasi ang sarap ng kwentuhan. So, that was fun. And also, again, thank you very much. Talagang to this, minsan talaga amazed pa kami dun sa attention. When we go out, people asking for photos, people approaching us na parang, uy, Tito Mikey, uy, si CK, ganyan. It's really funny. And then, minsan pa nag-uusap kami ni CK, ang pinaka-awkward sa amin, guys, because hindi naman kami artiste or anything. Pinaka-awkward sa amin, yung naglalakad kami, tapos may magbubulungan sa tabi natin na parang magagano na siya. Tapos, uy, si ano, ganun. Like, mas gusto pa namin yung, Tito Mikey, sige, hi, gano'n. Tapos, pa-picture kayo kung whatever you need to have. Pero, dun kami parang, minsan kasi siya, may nagbubulungan sa tabi namin. Si CK parang, mag-hi ba ako? Kasi parang ang feeling naman natin kung mag-hi tayo, di ba?
Wait, hindi naman yun.
Ako, napipilingan ako, mag-hi tayo.
No, hindi. Hindi yun yung sinabi ko sa'yo, babe. Ang sinabi ko kasi kay Mikey, because aminin na natin, when we're out talaga, mas kilala si Mikey because Mikey is known for being Tito Mikey. So, mas when we pass by some people, naririnig ko, uy, di ba si Tito Mikey yun? Or like, uy, di ba si Good Job Do yun? So, ako, I told him, sabi ko, minsan ano, no, like, ang nakakahiya din. Kumbaga, kasi alam mo na kilala nila pero nahihiya sila. Tapos ikaw din, nahihiya ka kasi parang
feeling pag lumapit ka naman. Ako nga si Tita Mikey. Feeling
or like, hindi naman. Like, nakakahiya din na parang nandun kasi kami sa parang ay, kilala nyo pala siya, kilala nyo pala kami, ganyan. Yeah. So parang, you know, sometimes kunyari mag-isa ako, ganun, like, it happened a lot of times already na parang, uy, CKs, parang ako, ay, hello po. Ay, asan si Tito Mikey? Gumaganon sila. So, sa akin, sometimes, sobrang hiyang-hiya ako kasi hindi naman ako sanay na bigla na lang may tatawag ng pangalan ko. Parang mangyari to sa, ano, sa Starbucks because of... because of what we posted. So, we posted the video and then apparently the whole team again of that branch watched it. So, when I ordered... Diba initially tatanungin kanila kung ano pangalan mo? Sabi nila, "Oh, CK, you're having." Sabi ko, "Oh, wait, you know my name." Sabi nila, "Ah, yeah, we watched the video." Yeah. So yun nga, ako kasi hindi ako sanay talaga na people calling you. Hindi, mas sanay ka. Mas sanay si Mikey because before naman even last year nagsistart na yon. So sa kanya medyo mas alam niya paano i-approach. Ako talaga as in, minsan nasisigawan ko pa ata sa mga, like, hello po, hello po.
Pero mahirap yung mga mannerism, I'm not gonna lie.
Na?
May mga mannerism ako na, hindi naman kasi ako sanay na, minsan kumakambyo ko. Like, may mga mannerisms lang ako na, di ba minsan parang ang tingin ko kasi parang, may kakilala sa akin dito eh. Ganun kasi ako, like, before, di ba? Tapos minsan, ang problema ba sa braces ko, lagi akong may ano, laging, syempre, when you eat, may mga masastak kong sansan. dati, like, ayusin ko. Ngayon talaga, like, hindi pwedeng hindi. Tapos, kada lalabas ako CR, do-double check ako kung nabuka. Sakit ko yun. Yung zipper. Minsan, naiiwan kong bukas.
There was a time, guys. Nasa coffee shop kami. So, si Mikey pumunta sa akin. Tapos, may nag-approach sa kanila. Sabi ko, babe, ah, nakalimutan mo ata.
Kausap na namin sila. Oh, sabi tapos, bukas pa zipper ko.
Sabi pa niya, ay, sorry, wait lang. Sorry. Zinip up niya. Wala lang, it's just, you know, it's just weird also how you guys feel so shy to approach us. But we are also, we are also so shy din. As in, kumbaga sa amin kasi, hindi namin ever inisip or hindi naman namin siya sobrang finifeel na, uy, kilala niyo kami, hindi. Sa amin, when we get to meet you guys, it's more of, uy, may bago kaming kaibigan, ganyan. Kasi like, madalas, talaga, it's just me and him. So, because we work like together, we work almost every day. So, talagang, most of the time, kami lang dalawa, tapos yung mga friends nga namin, mga online na lang nakakausap, yeah. Ganyan. That's why I always tell him eh, kaya ang sipag ko sumagot sa mga DMs.
Sipag ni CK, sumagot.
Kasi sobrang ano ko sa tao eh. Like, chika tayo, ganun.
Again, so pasensya parang, na dun sa mga hindi ko nasasagot. I try my best. Tapos, babe, did you know that I also, one of the past week, I also had the most fun, or not the most fun, but a lot of fun guesting on Alec Cuenca's podcast sa Small Talk. I had so much fun. Yun yung mga podcast na addict ako because I like watching those podcasts talking about just experiences and, you know, real life things. 57th episode.
Yeah, I saw.
On the top 100 ng Spotify.
Good job.
Though.
It's like
57th episode, top 100. That was super.
Congrats to you, wow. And to Alec.
We'll see kung waakit pa yon. But yeah, nag-enjoy ako doon. So hopefully more podcasts reach out. Hindi ako sumasagot kasi, alam mo, honestly, pag basketball podcast kasi nag-i-invite sa akin, hindi talaga ako na-entice eh. Parang, I don't want to talk about basketball na naman. May shoot first na nga ako for that, diba? So, I really want to get invited into podcast. Eh na, sinasabi ko na out loud. Kasi, sinabi ko kay CK yun, isa yun, hey, ba't yun, ini-invite ng ibang podcast? Gusto ko podcast na about life, man. Like, ayoko na ng basketball eh. So,
may ganyan siyang ugali, guys. He keeps on wondering why hindi.
Oh, nag-enjoy
talaga. So, parang ako, wait ka lang. O oh, yan, oh, now here's your platform. Oh, tell sana, people na.
Sana invite niyo ako. Invite niyo si CK. Kaming dalawa. I mean, not dahil feeling namin sikat kami. Parang literally nag-enjoy lang ako to talk about those things. Nag-enjoy ako about those things. And I had a field day when Alec sent me the full episode. I clips to the max. Hanggang ngayon, like, kinakat ko sila because I just enjoy, you know, talking about those things. So that was also one thing that happened last week na sobrang saya.
I guess because you're in that point already wherein you want to talk about, you want to share your experiences. Yun kasi yun, babe. It's not, eto guys ha, kasi baka naman some people would take it the wrong way na parang, and bayan, si Mikey gusto na magpa-invite. No, it's just that, again, most of the time, it's just me and Mikey.
Oh, parang gusto mo naman iba kausap mo.
Hindi, no. What I'm saying is, every day, it's just, most of the time, it's just us. So, lahat ng, kaya, alam nyo, eto ha, like, hindi ko pa pinapanood yung podcast na yun. Kasi feeling ko alam ko na lahat eh.
Yun na nga yung point ko.
Yun nga, yun nga yung
kaya hindi ko ma-share dito kasi parang, alam naman ni CK yung buhay ko.
Yun yung,
si
yun
Alec,
yung sa akin.
Tuwang-tuwa na parang, ah talaga, nangyari yan. Like kung nung kinikwento ko yung nangyari sa amin ni Boss Al, parang, ah talaga, ganun yung nangyari. O, pag kami ni CK, parang, tapos, si Alec pa, or obviously a podcast who doesn't know me, or a host, would ask questions na parang, oh, so ano nangyari nung ganito? Si CK, parang alam naman niya yung nangyari na eh. So it's different eh pag dito. Hindi ko ma-share.
No, yeah nga. It's not because of our podcast naman. It's just that si Mikey, he knows that I know already. Yun. It's not because of the... Ikaw, babe, minsan mali ka talaga eh. Minsan mali ka talaga ng pagsabi ng... Hindi dahil... Organically, sinasabi mo yan dito sa podcast natin because of the emailers, di ba? Na.
Tama.
Pero baby. Hindi kami para mag-record dito at interview ko si Mikey because I know most of it already. So sa kanya talaga, na-enjoy niya. Yung na nakukuha niya doon is because nakaka-feeling niya, hindi lang sa akin, hindi lang, kumbaga, hindi lang ako yung nakakarinig ng mga experiences niya. And, totoo naman kasi, na, sobrang ganda naman din kasi ng story ni Mikey. Like, if
alam ni CK na sobrang saya ko noon kasi walang bayad yun. Agad-agad! Game! Wala. Alam niyo naman, syempre, di ba? Pero ako, hindi. Pag ganon, ang saya ko sa ganon. G na G ako eh. G na G talaga ako makipagkwentuhan ng ganon. Actually, I did it twice already, no?
Oo.
Kay Nico Rocha din, no? G na G talaga
ako. Hindi ko rin pinanood. Kasi
hindi nga niya pinapanood, actually. Hindi niya pinapanood.
Alam mo, babe, I feel like we've come to the point wherein masyado na natin kilala yung isa't isa na before, ha, mapapansin to ng if you're a follower, mapapansin niya before, if he would post something or if I would post something, the other one would repost it sa stories. Now, we don't do it anymore.
Hindi na, tama na.
No, it's not because sawa na kami, ganun. It's just that we know eh. Like, alam na naman yung ginagawa ng isa't isa, ganyan. Sobrang dalang ko na ngayon manood ng ginagawa niya. But before
alam nyo guys, I just have to say, kasi nagda-drive ako. Si CK, pag nagda-drive ako, dalawa lang ang ginagawa niya. Nasa phone siya o tulog siya. Sa phone siya. Nasa FYP siya, guys. Narinig ko boses ko. Skin roll up. Like, nagda-drive ako, narinig ko boses ko. Pag tingin ko ganun, scroll up siyang ganun. Ko, hindi man lang
pinanood. Are you... You do the same thing to mine, di ba? Di ba?
Ako nagbe-vente. Huwag mo.
Babe, eto dito sa studio, maririnig mo yan. Alam ko eh, kasi alam ko yung audio ko. Alam ko na makikita niya yun sa FYP niya. Kasi dalawa lang kami ni Mika fina-follow niya. So alam ko pag sa akin eh. Pag alam kong pinakita ko na mukha ako, scroll up.
Alam ko na eh. Alam ko na talaga.
It's weird. I want to talk about the ano tuloy.
The what?
The email I chose. Pero sige, if you want to.
Ano na ba? Oh, sige, game na. Let's do it for like 20 minutes.
So this is a very, kung baga nung nabasa ko to, I wanted to, for it to be the, ano ngayon eh.
Okay, so emailer tayo to finish this episode. Okay.
Okay. Hello, I don't know where to message. Eh. To message you po, pero I really want to know your stand when it comes to growing individually together or growing individually apart. Medyo hindi po kasi kami magkasundo ng partner ko with this topic. He wanted to grow alone and just left with no communication. We both love your podcast, so hoping we can both learn from you and Tito Mikey.
Wait,
so iniwan siya?
So hiwalay na kayo. Huh? So you guys would watch us together and then now naghiwalay na kayo.
Wow. So baka tayo magpapabalik sa kanilang dalawa. Sure.
Damn.
No, but yun nga. Alam mo, babe.
So nanonood si guy apart from kay girl. Ngayon,
I think so. Kasi yung pangalan niya panlalaki.
Kasi fan daw nila.
Babae siya.
Okay, so nanonood sila sa atin. Iwalay sila. So si guy growing apart. Si girl growing together.
Together. Alam mo, babe. Why I also chose this? Because ang dami nating napag-usapan lately about couples growing apart.
Madami kasi sa parehong sa buhay natin, merong close sa atin na naghiwalay because of those exact words. One from your side, one from my side. Naghiwalay. Matagal sila. Diba? So,
parehas matagal, long term.
So medyo, hindi naman medyo in yung topic na yan now in our conversations because syempre we can't figure it out. And syempre when these things happen outside of your relationship, you try to learn from them even kung hindi kayo yung una doon. Kami, syempre, we try to talk about it na, pag tayo, ganyan. So, anyway, growing individually is pwede yun, you grow individually, but you're not growing for each other anymore. You're growing for yourself. So I don't see it as a way to prolong the relationship. Like if I tell you, babe, I want to grow by myself, that wouldn't make you think na, you're gonna grow for me, for us. No, I'm gonna grow by myself na. So I don't believe in
but
that.
But I also believe na some people would... Well, sa'yo kasi maybe, are you telling me na if someone tells you that na I wanna grow, like...
By yourself?
Like ako, like sa sarili ko, gusto,
Iniiwalayan mo na ako.
Ah, pa ganun?
Oo. Kasi, no, iba kasi yung babe.
I want to have my own, like, separate,
like a part of me. May ganun yun. May normal naman yun. Like, recently,
nagkaroon kami ng usapan ni CK because suddenly, hindi ko na siya sobrang sinasama sa basketball work ko, which before, lagi siyang nandun. And medyo napaisip si CK, nagtanong siya sa akin, and I was honest na parang, no naman, like, minsan, gusto ko lang magtrabaho, basketball, punta akong PBA or whatever, di na kailangan sumama ni CK. Sometimes siya naman, pag friends niya, pupunta siya, hindi na rin ako masyadong, like, hindi namin pe-personalin yung isa't isa kung hindi na niya ako yayain or hindi ko siya yayain with this thing na separate. But then again, we still do most of the things together. Pero yun, yeah. Pwede yun eh. Like, gets ko yun eh. You wanna be with your friends without me, hindi ko pe-personalin yun. You wanna go to do your nails or get a facial or whatever without me, gets ko yun. Gusto mo mag-shopping without me, mag-grocery without me time mo yun eh. Gets ko. So, I don't see why you have to break up to grow.
Sa akin ganun din. I think, kasi in a way, hindi naman sa sobrang naramdaman. But I knew then sa sarili ko na, again, I think Mikey and I are at that point already. We're very sure naman of each other. We're very secured also. And at the same time, I feel like, eto, as a girl, this is something that a girl would usually be scared of. Na parang, if people tell you na, what if tapos na yung honeymoon phase? I was scared of that too. I was very scared na, what if nga, we were, kumbaga, hindi na as sweet as before, hindi na as lambing as before, or kumbaga, hindi kayo as clingy as before. So I think Mikey and I, tapos na kami sa honeymoon phase. And then, that's also when I realized how, eto yun na guys, parang, okay lang if you guys choose to be together all the time. Kung talagang, kumbaga, mundo kita, mundo mo ko, parang ganun. As long as, di ba, yung ibang mga responsibilities nyo, hindi nyo nakakalimutan. Okay lang yung ganun. Mikey and I had that phase also, di ba, babe? We were always together. We were doing the same things. I was helping him. He was helping me. Lahat ng ginagawa namin, sobrang magkadikit. And then now that he's trying to work on a lot of stuff already, I'm trying to work on my career. Dumating na din kami sa point na talagang maghihiwalay yung mundo nyo. But yung it's oras. Oo, yung oras
like
nyo.
Like bukas.
Oo, parang
may trabaho ko, may trabaho ka.
Oo, again, parang for me kasi, kumbaga na-feel ko din eh how I also need to grow. Hindi yung by myself ha. Pero ako individually as a person since ang daming bago sa akin eh. So, si Mikey is very, ano naman, he's very considerate when I tell him na, babe, you know what, I feel like I need to do this, I need to do this alone, I need to experience this. Because again, with our age gap, si Mikey tapos na eh. Kumbaga yung mga experiences na dapat mong ma-feel, early 20s, tapos na siya, sis. Wala na nga siya sa 20s eh. So,
mga naman, wala naman talaga ako, literal, wala na ako sa
20s. Hindi, yan nga eh. So, tapos na siya. Ako,
utak 27 daw.
Ako, I'm starting to, kumbaga, ngayon ko palang na feel yung mga sinasabi ng tao na pag may gusto kang itry, itry mo lang. Pag may gusto kang gawin, gawin mo lang. If ma-feel mo na may kulang sa'yo na parang kumbaga ma-fulfill by doing something alone, do it. So, parang, you guys can grow
apart.
Individually. Well, apart.
No, you grow individually together.
Oo, you grow individually together.
Because totoo naman, you cannot be happy as you can possibly be if you're not whole together, whole individually. Mm-mm. Tas magsasama kayo. Kung may butas somewhere, medyo mahirapan kayo, you cannot fill each other's, that gap, you cannot fill it up. You cannot fill that gap for each other. Kailangan pareho kayong ano. And na-realize ko din yan nung may times na lumalabas si CK. As in, lumalabas. Like, minsan may punta siya with her friends, may parties or whatever na hindi na ako kasing, because I would know before eh, very, saan pupunta? Sino kasama mo? Sino nandyan? Sino mga lalaki dyan? like, nandun na din ako sa point na I'm sure napapansin niya. Ako personally, napapansin ko sa sarili ko na parang I allow her also na, wait lang, 22 lang naman si CK. So, yan naman talaga yung time eh, na sige, labas ka, kita ka sa mga you would meet guys or whatever. Pero, come on. Pero anytime, CK din calls me and says, punta ka dito, babe. Ano eh? Like,
that was one time.
I know. This past week kasi pinag-uusapan natin. Pero, mga twice or thrice, I would allow her to just go. Pero with she's with her friends lang naman. So parang, I wouldn't be, hindi ko siya sinasakal na parang, sama ako, anong ginagawa niyo? Ka-text ko siya, hindi. Go, text mo na lang ako kung kumusta or whatever. Tapos nung pinapunta niya ako, punta naman ako kasi wala na naman problema sa akin. So I think it's possible really to grow together, individually.
I mean, so, hindi ko maano. Sa atin kasi, babe, parang si Mikey, hindi naman yan pala sama. Kasi nga, again, the age gap is too big.
Oh my God, napapagod ako. Iniisip ko pala.
So, actually, guys, if you're thinking na, ah, si CK for party, hindi party yun, ah. Like, once pa lang yun.
House yung, party pa nga yun.
Yung mga sinasabi niya na umaalis ako mag-isa is like, going out, nagka-cafe hopping kami nila Jenny, nila Mika, ganyan. Because before, again, it's always just us two. Laging ganun eh, kami. Siya iyayain ko mag-date, ganyan. But then ngayon, naiintindihan ko kasi na may trabaho siya, madami siya iniisip. And then instead of resting, sasama pa siya sa akin. So ako din, honestly, may mga times din ako na gusto ko na with friends na lang muna, ganyan. Kasi aminin na natin, iba yung time mo, iba yung time ni Mikey with his guy friends na before, kapag may mga lunch sila, sinasama pa ako or like, pwede pa akong, hindi naman pwedeng sumama. Pero alam mo yun, nabibit-bit pa ako. Ngayon parang, sige na kayo na lang. Like, bahala ka
iba pa
na.
Din eh.
Oo, iba yung iba kayo lang na mga lalaki, tapos iba din yung kami lang na mga babae. So I think, babe, if you were to choose to grow apart.
If you grow apart, hiwalayan
ko,
yun.
Oo, feeling ko nandun na yun sa, wala. Feeling ko yun yung mga relationships na kumbaga, yun yung ayaw ko eh. Yun ang pinaka-ayaw ko na type of relationship. Feeling ko kasi pag sinabi sa iyo ng tao na I want to grow alone or like I want
that's,
to grow
that's
by
just
myself.
That's just a reason.
Feeling
to make
ko,
you feel na no.
Feeling ko, wait lang babe.
Sorry,
wait
sorry,
lang.
Sorry.
Ayan ka na naman. I want to talk
lalaki
alone.
Yun eh. Alam ko na yan.
I want to talk alone. Okay. So feeling ko kasi pag hiniritan ka na ng ganun, your relationship has come to a point wherein yung either babae, either lalaki, kahit sino pa yan, but again, for our emailer, babae siya eh. So, ibig sabihin, lalaki yung umalis ng iwan. So, I feel like, yan yung mga type na meron nang nafe-feel before. Like, maybe months before, weeks before niya sabihin sa'yo na ayaw na niya. Pero hindi niya sinabi. Which again, if babalikan natin yung episode namin na communication is key.
For you to reach that point already.
Dapat 'di ba sa relationship lahat ng nararamdaman mo kahit gaano pa ka early yan doon sa nafi-feel mo sasabihin mo na kaagad. That's something that Mikey and I always do na parang konting kahit simula pa lang, babe, you know what? I feel like there's something different, babe. Alam mo feel ko ito yung bago. So we are going to address it.
Hindi mo na papaabutin doon.
And then at the same time, pag dumadating kami sa ganung point, pag nag-uusap kami, we tell each other also na, oh, eto, sasabihin ko, wag ka ma-offend, wag mong i-justify, wag mong ganitohin.
Yeah, that's one thing that we're trying to do now pag nag-aaway kami. It's, I will tell you how I feel, hindi mo pwedeng i-justify. Mm-hmm. She will tell me how she feels, hindi ko pwedeng i-justify na, hindi, ganito, which... Yeah. Honestly, sa aming dalawa, ako yung mas bano doon. But we're really trying. Kasi you cannot invalidate kung anong naramdaman ni CK and how I will defend myself, my actions. Na hindi ganun yung ibig sabihin nung ginawa kong yan or hindi ko nagawa. Siyempre, may feelings pa din siya. So again, you have to communicate in a way na kahit hindi mo sinasadya, kung ganun yung na-feel nung tao, wala kang magagawa. Mm-mm. What can you do?
Kumbaga,
para hindi na yun yung ma-feel niya. Hindi mo na kailangan i-justify na, hindi naman yun yung ibig sabihin ng ginawa ko. Hindi. So, yun yung tinatry namin ngayon.
Walang, slowly. Kumbaga, kung ano man yung rason mo, kung ano man yung,
intention.
Mali ka ng intindi. No, you can't tell that to the other
invalidated.
Person. You can't kumbaga, hindi mo pwedeng i-brush off yung nararamdaman nila kasi yun yung nararamdaman nila. All you can do is to accept it and to listen. So yun na parang, yun nga again, actually Mikey and I had a conversation na ganun. We nag-practice kami. So okay naman siya, nakinig naman si Mikey, pero alam niya naman si Mikey.
Pero nanggigigil ako na ba, hindi ko masabi yung gusto ko sabihin.
Hindi, sa kanya, eto ah, eto yung ginawa niya guys. Sabi niya, okay, so this is how we will do it ah. I will tell you how I feel and then you will let me talk. Ganyan. Tapos ganun din ako sa'yo. We can't justify, we can't ganyan. Sa salita siya guys, ako nakaganyan lang. Tapos sabi ko, okay ka na ba babe? Pwede na ba ako magsalita? Guys, so ako nung nagsalita, mga first a minute in pa lang, sabi niya, hey, wait. Sabi ko, ano ba? Sabi mo, walang justify. So wala, I think, yung sa kanya naman, hindi naman niya ginajustify, nagtatanong lang siya. Sabi niya, wait, so pa, ano?
CK to this day, sinabi ko sa kanya, babe, you have to understand, ignorante kami, we're very, hindi insensitive. Insensitive is not that word eh. You cannot be insensitive if you don't even know kung ano yung nangyayari. We're just really lost. Like, we take what we get.
You take it as it is, oh, as period. It is.
Kung yun ang nakita ko, yun ang intindi ko. So ako mismo, I would ask CK, ano yung hindi ko nagawa? Hindi pwede sa amin yung dapat alam mo. No. We have to understand. Hindi yun sinasadya namin or whatever. The same way that guys would need to understand girls would need to understand guys na minsan lost talaga kami. Like, hindi ko talaga alam ano yung ginawa ko. Hindi dahil ayokong baguhin, sabihin mo sa akin para mabago ko. So, meron akong mga ganong moments with CK na finally, she would just, sige na nga, sasabihin na nga niya. So, hindi rin kami fishing eh na, sige nga, ano yung ginawa ko, pero alam naman namin deep inside. Hindi talaga namin alam. So, yun yung parang nag-meet halfway kami recently na it became a long conversation pero in the end okay, yun pala yung nagawa kong mali. Tapos siya naman, okay, hindi pala yun ang ibig sabihin niya. Talagang hindi pala niya alam. Talagang tanga lang siya minsan.
May ganun. Again, lahat kasi like ayun na nga like yung conversation namin kasi ni Mikey, may point doon na sinabi ko na kumbaga I'll take more time by myself. Which honestly, hindi siya masama. Pero hindi namin nakasanayan yun. So that is something that's very weird. Kumbaga, itong episode, yung topic na to, medyo in a way na nakaka-relate ako. Kasi, di ba, again, if hindi nga kasi kayo nakakapag-usap, girls, if hindi nyo nasasabi, if hindi nyo masabi outright dun sa guy, yung nafe-feel nyo, sometimes talaga nagkakaroon ng misunderstanding. And it happened to Mikey and I. And nandun, yun nga.
Nandun na siya sa...
And it came to...
Nandun ka na sa... Okay, ito na yung gagawin ko.
Oh, kumbaga,
nang hindi ko pa nga alam. Ano,
kumbaga,
wait,
ito sa...
Naunahan na niya ako.
Wait lang. Ito sa problem na pang saming dalawa. It was a relationship problem. But I went to him and told him na, ay, may solusyon na ako. Ako. It's just me. When, if you have a problem, if you feel like, kung ikaw babae ka, ako, feel ko noon may problema kaming dalawa, dapat parehas yung alam yung solusyon eh. It can't be just you can't decide by yourself na ito na lang gagawin ko. What if the other person doesn't like your...
Oh. Diba? So tinanong ko, like, ano, para saan to? And then nag-explain siya, and then I was like, time out. So if we just change this up a little bit, or continue to do this, stop this, would you still do this, you know, alone time that you need? Sabi niya, hindi. So sabi ko, dito na lang tayo, let's adjust this. Because, tingnan natin, kung ma-adjust natin to and matuloy yung something, guys, first and foremost, wala kaming problema ha. Medyo nandun lang kami sa minsan. Di ko rin alam eh, baka lang isipin ninyo na nagkakalabuan kami ngayon or whatever. Hindi naman.
Hindi. It's more of ano siya, guys. yung naging problem kasi is, kumbaga, how we manage our time.
Work
oo,
and...
kumbaga, work and... kasi nga, since nagkaroon kami...
Struggle yun eh.
Nagkaroon kami ng ano... Yun yung isa sa mga struggle of working together, of working with one another. Because again, it was a week of all work. Valentine's.
Pero nangyayari, babe, feeling ko lang ah, when we have work, sometimes, one sees it as work, the other one sees it as quality time. Sometimes naman, pag talagang date yon, we still see it as work and then someone sees it as date. So hindi kami nagkakatugma minsan. Mm-hmm. Minsan, in my head, oh, date to ah. In her head, trabaho lang to eh. Minsan, nagbabaliktad naman. In my head, nagtatrabaho tayo. In her head, quality time to. Mm-hmm. So medyo may, it's a struggle yeah. of working together.
I feel like our struggle kasi comes from, it's, again, wala naman kaming system eh on how we do content creation. And basically, us doing content creation is us sharing our lives with you guys. So sometimes talaga, nagkakaroon ng misunderstanding kung alin yung pang-content, alin muna yung pang-atin lang muna.
Meron kami, magde-date kami, biglang, oh babe, gawin natin to biglang. Yun lang yun, biglang may pumapasok na work.
So, which is, siya yun, guys.
Ako yun, ako yun. Siya yun. Ako. Every time ako I got, ganun. I see something talaga. May inspire lang akong konti. May nakita akong opportunity to make content. I'm gonna make. So, and then, I think yung naging solution namin was, sinasadya namin ngayon, na parang, mm-hmm. oh, since hindi naman kami, we don't, obviously, CK doesn't stay here, CK doesn't sleep here. Minsan, pupunta siya dito. Bago tayo mag-work, kain muna tayo, breakfast muna tayo, kape muna tayo mm-hmm. together. And then, that's when we start working separately or mm-hmm. together. So, yung conscious effort nandun to make sure na merong time apart from the work.
Oh.
But, yeah, sorry, going back to what you're saying, as hurtful as it sounds, I don't believe that he is saying this for the betterment of your relationship. I am so sorry. Like, mm-hmm. hindi ko makita anong ikaayos nito sa relasyon ninyong dalawa.
Kasi pwede
niyang gawin yun with you eh. Why will he put you in the dark and say, dyan ka lang and you're overthinking, you're insecure, you're suddenly thinking, ano nangyari, praning ka, paranoid ka. Why will he leave you in the dark and just say, I need to grow on my own?
Yeah. And then sabi pa, diba, na parang he left with no communication. Ganyan.
Ako, girl, you deserve better.
That's so true.
And coming from a guy who is a former a-hole, coming from a guy who has had his moments na ang a-hole ko, ang babaero, or whatever you wanna call me. Coming from that guy, alam ko na yan. You deserve better. And
yeah.
You know, as much as it hurts, hopefully he changes. Hindi ko naman sinasabing sara mo na yung pinto. Pero at this moment, you deserve better. Kung yan lang din yung kung yung lalaki lang din yung babalik, wag na. Unless magbago. I don't know how. Mm. Pero hindi ako naniniwala. You have to grow apart.
Kumbaga, sa amin naman, sige na, ayoko bigyan ng benefit of the doubt yung lalaki.
Hindi mo ibigyan ng
kasi
benefit of the doubt.
Kasi iniwan eh. Ito, guys. Mikey and I, we don't believe in mga cool off. Yung parang biglang wala muna, ganyan.
Ayusin natin.
Yung, lalo na yung ganito, na bigla mong iniwan, no, that's a no. Kung nanonood ka man, sir. Sir, kung nanonood ka man. Ko, nanggigigil ako sa'yo, sir. Sinabi pa ng ex mo ngayon na
bawal.
Na nanonood ka.
Kahit gano'ng kakagalit sa isang tao. O kunyari, galit si CK sa akin, galit ako sa kanya. She wants space. I want space. Kailangan at least sabihin mo na babalik ako. Ganon.
Diba parang sa
pero
amin,
honestly, pag umalis kasi, kunyari, may times na mag-workout siya sa amin, may times na mag-workout ako, which by the way, hanggang ngayon, ini-improve namin yung part na yun. Kasi minsan nag-workoutan kami. Oh, pag nag-workout siya, without telling me kung saan siya pupunta, ano ba, pag alis niya, ano ba, utak ko, ano ba, hiwalay na ba tayo, okay ba tayo, ayusin ba natin to, hihintayin ba kita, she owes me at least a babalik ako, wait lang. Ganon.
Oo, sa amin kasi, this is something na we try to practice. Kahit, kumbaga, hindi yung dahil nag-break na kami, or like, kahit ngayon.
Di pa naman
kasi,
na nag-break na yung fairness na.
Ha?
Di pa na. Di pa. Nag-break na ba tayo?
By once.
Sang gabi?
Na. Hindi, mga 3 hours lang. ibang episode na.
Di ko alam ilalayo na. Ha? Kailan yun?
Sabi, ako nun patulog na. Si Mikey, sabi niya, wag mo.
Ay! Ito ba yung nasa Tipolo pa ako?
Hindi, oh.
Ah, dito na yun.
Mm-mm.
Ano oras to?
Pumunta ba na madaling araw sa bahay?
Ah, pumunta akong bahay. Hiniwalayan niya ako. Tapos, Ano ang layong konti?
Ay,
sorry. Niwalayan niya ako. Tapos I was like, hindi ako naniniwala. So pinuntahan ko siya sa bahay niya. Tapos inaayos din kami doon.
Ano yun ah? So yun nga, yun yung sinasabi ko. Sa amin kasi, kumbaga yung mga ganitong iwan-iwan, break-break stuff, pause. Again, sinabi namin to sa previous episode na we try to practice pause when we argue. Because,
pero an understood pause.
Oo nga, wait nga lang, babe. I'm trying
kasi
to...
Kasi nagigigil ako eh.
Wait lang. See, pause. See, di ba, alam nyo naman, guys, sissies, alam nyo na ganito kami ni Mikey mag-usap. So imagine, pag talagang heated kaming dalawa, so talagang kailangan ng pause. And then again, yung mga ganyang walkout, minsan yun yung pause. So talaga minsan, pag hindi ko na kaya sabihin na pause, kasi yun talaga sinasabi namin, pause muna. So pag hindi namin nasasabi na pause, na talagang walkout, titeksan na namin. Wait na nga, babalik ako.
Babalik naman ako. Relax ka lang dyan, babalik ako. You've experienced that I've walked out and then inassure kitang babalik ako. I've experienced that you've walked out and inassure. Iba eh.
Yan nga. So parang,
tapos, hindi, babalik ako. Okay, babalik siya.
Hindi acceptable yung ginawa mo. For you to do that, I mean, okay, get, sinabi mo, what if sinabi mo nga sa kanya na you want to grow alone or like mag-isa ka, ganun. Pero bigla mong iniwan. Bakit? Like, mali yun, hindi ganun.
Sabihin mo man lang.
So again, for me, ha, just to end this whole conversation about growing individually or growing, you can grow individually, but you're still in a relationship. You can do that. And again, for you to be able to do it successfully is to ensure na the other person is, kumbaga, same page kayo sa lahat. Communication. Yeah. You communicate everything. Lahat ng nafe-feel mo, lahat ng gagawin mo, lahat ng feel mo kailangan mong gawin, sasabihin mo. Pero if you're going to...
Leave her in the dark.
Oo, leave her in the dark, just tell her, I want to grow alone, tapos bigla ka nawala. Mali yun.
Although I have to say, hindi namin sinasabi na imposibleng to grow apart.
Mm-mm.
Normal yun eh. There are just relationships na iba na yung gusto nyo, nagkasalisin na kayo, tumanda na kayo, nag-iba yung mga, di ba, yung mga plano nyo sa buhay. Normal yun, maghihiwalay kayo. Ang sinasabi ko lang, sana klaro on both ends. Kasi ngayon, like, ngayon, si girl, ang gagawin ni girl? Is she supposed to wait?
Yeah.
Is she supposed to move on? What if, bukas na bukas, may mag-message sa kanyang crush niya dating-dati pa or crush niya ngayon na you wanna go on a date? Ano sasabihin ni girl? Pwede ba ako mag-date? Or... am I supposed to be waiting for my ex or my boyfriend?
Mm-mm.
Am I supposed to be waiting or am I supposed to go out with this guy na okay naman? So parang you left her with a, parang anong gagawin ko? Tapos matindi dyan, magigilty pa siya.
Mm-mm.
Paano nga naman kung lumabas siya with the other guy? Siya pa nagilty na lumabas ako with some other guy. Tapos yung ex ko or yung, lugi yung girl. Kailangan klaro, at least klaro.
I think, sa amin siguro, what we're not okay with is how you just left her.
Okay sa akin no yung ano, okay sa akin yung if but you really reason, feel you have to grow up. Okay sa akin, the, walang problema.
The reason of, kumbaga, if you were to tell someone na you feel like you've grown apart, madaming ganun. And sometimes, talaga, wala na tayong magagawa. May mga taong na-outgrow talaga yung relationship. And hindi mali yun. Hindi namin sinasabing mali yun. But, if you feel that way, at least tell the other person, di ba? At least naiintindihan nung isang tao, hindi yung basa mo iiwan.
Yeah, pinakamali dyan, biglaan pa. Isa pa yun,
mm-mm,
biglaan.
Ganoon, kunyari, bigla kami ni CK.
Kunyari lang kami ni CK, oh. At one point, nafe-feel ko na pag natuloy to, we might outgrow each other. Or siya. Kunyari, nakifeel niya na pag natuloy to, na hindi mo na ako pinapansin, na puro ka na lang trabaho, baka magkaano tayo. Doon pa lang, ayusin na natin. Para hindi na tayo umabot sa point na yun. Pag pinabot mo sa point na yun, wala.
Oo.
Wala
hindi,
talaga. Mali
hindi
talaga.
Hindi mo na, yung ganun kasi, na lalo na yung ganung feeling na kumbaga na-outgrow mo. Like, Mikey's my first boyfriend, yes. So parang, hindi ko pa siya ever na-feel. Pero like, I have friends. I have friends na ganun yung nangyari. And it's something na kahit pinakikinggan mo lang from another person's perspective, it's something that you would tell yourself na, shit. Parang, hindi mo na mare-reverse yun ah.
Oh, hindi mo like, na mare-reverse. Pero you would look back and say, dapat dun palang inayos nyo na.
Uh-huh.
Dapat dun palang nag-adjust na kayo.
Kumbaga, don't be selfish. Don't be selfish and try to, again, ito yung nangyari sa amin, na don't be selfish, na ikaw lang yung gagawa lagi ng paraan, na sasabihin mo, ako lang bahala, ganun. Because you're in a relationship. Oo, you're in a relationship. Being in a relationship means working together. Again, teamwork yan. So, hindi pwedeng ikaw lang, hindi pwedeng siya lang. Kailangan lagi kayong same page, nagkakaintindihan man kayo kung may mga ganyang nararamdaman, di ba?
So, lastly, if I, sinabi ni CK, don't be selfish. If I feel something and nagpakamartir ako and say, I will be self, I will convince myself that I am selfless and I will not bring it up. Sasalawin ko lang, sasalawin ko, ako yung martir, ako yung martir. Akala mo lang ikaw yung magaling. Akala mo lang ikaw yung maganda ugali. But at the end of the day, pag napuno ako at naghiwalay kami, mas kasalanan ko pa kaysa kay CK. Because even though may mali siyang ginagawa, at the end of the day, CK will be like, bakit hindi mo sinabi?
You didn't give the other person a chance.
A chance to change.
Oo.
Yun yung mali dun. You give the person a chance to change. If she doesn't change or he doesn't change, then hindi mo nakasalanan yun. Mm-hmm. Pero kung hindi mo man lang binigyan ng chance, and feeling mo martir ka for doing that, hindi ka martir. Mm-hmm. You're at fault kung bakit hindi nag-work yung relationship na yun. Because nag-feeling martir ka, pero on the flip side, yung katotohanan dun, selfish ka.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi hindi mo man lang binigyan ng chance.
Mm-hmm.
Bigyan mo muna ng chance.
And ano yan, I'm like, sa kahit na sino, honestly, parang sa kahit, feeling ko naman sa kahit anong podcast, sa kahit anong, kung sino man ang kausapin mo.
I don't think walang mag-agree na tama. What I'm trying
to say is, sa kahit na sinong taong lapitan ng isang namumroblemang tao in a relationship, they would always ask you, kunyari, sinabi mo lahat ng sentiments mo, they would always ask you, sinabi mo na ba yan sa kanya? Tapos ano yung ending nun? Di ba? Ano yung ending nun lagi? Ano yung advice na ibibigay sa'yo?
Sabihin mo kasi.
try mo siyang kausapin. Sabihin mo sa kanya. Because again, hindi nga pwedeng ikaw lang. Like, wag mo siyang, ikaw sa ginagawa mo, talagang sobrang iniwan mo lang din siya. Ikaw yung naiiwan, iniiwan mo din yung partner mo by not saying what the problem is.
Kailangan mo din yun eh. Like, even with our relationship, I'm supposed to be the older one. I'm supposed to be the more mature one, the more experienced one. But I can only salo so much. Like, sometimes, I will tell myself na, hindi, talagang kailangan daanin ni CK yan. Okay lang, hindi ko na big dealin. I'll just let it pass. Pero there are still points na, wait lang, time out. Alam ko 22 ka lang. Alam ko 32 na ako. I'm supposed to be okay with this. Pero wait lang, time out. Kailangan natin ayusin to. So, even me, na supposedly 10 years older, hindi rin ako nagpapakamartir 24/7. There are times na I will open up na wait lang, mali yan. Kasi baka nga umabot sa point na maghiwalay tayo. Pag naghiwalay tayo, kasalanan ko pa kasi hindi ko sinabi. Diba? So, tigil eh. Alam mo, pareho kami ni CK. We're very... Tigilan natin yung mga martir-martir na yan. Lalo na if you wanna stay together. If you wanna stay together, don't one-up each other na, ako yung martir, ikaw yung hindi. Hindi. Pareho dapat kayong minsan maglabas kayo ng sama ng loob. Diba? Yun yung way to stay together. Again, being on the same page most of the time at least. At the very least, most of the time, be on the same page. So, ako, girl, try mo na mag-move on kung ganyan.
Anong try? Mag-move on ka na.
I mean, try na niya.
Magpagupit ka, sis! Yan ang sign. Yan ang number
one
sign.
Ikaw, boy, kung nanonood ka ngayon, kasi sabi niyo, ano kayo, fans kayo or listeners kayo ng TBH? Boy, sigurado ka ba dyan sa ginagawa mo? Baka magsisi ka.
Baka mamaya pag sinabi mong okay ka na, tapos bumalik
ito
ka,
na lang, tanong ko sa'yo,
wala
boy.
Kang babalikan.
Ito tanong ko sa'yo, boy. Ito ah, brah. Kung sakali lang mag-date bigla yung ex mo bukas, pogi, okay lang sa'yo. Ngayon, kung sinasabi mo sa akin hindi, kumilos ka na. Kung sasabihin mo sa akin ngayon, okay lang na she meets other guys, then sige, maniniwala ako sa'yo. Pero kung hindi, tigil mo na yan, balikan mo na, boy.
Buti yung
sinabi ko, sige, nung una namin, di ba, nagpapakamartir pa ako na, hindi, sige, go, you should meet other guys. Hindi pwedeng 32 o 30 ako nung time yun. Go. After all, parang, di ko pala ma-imagine na may 24-year-old, 23-year-old na i-date si CK. Hindi na lang, bali. Wait, time out, di ako martir. So, bro, tigil mo na yan.
Ay, nako, ay, nako. Ay, nako. Ay, basta. Again, ito to, kay Ate Girl, last na to.
Ikaw na, tas extra mo na. Ayoko nang hawakan yung mic ko, baka haba pa to.
Last na to. So, this is something na ikaw, isipin mo. Kasi as girls talaga, minsan, medyo ano tayo eh, may tendency magpaka-martyr. Hindi. Isipin mo how being in a relationship means choosing one another every single day. Nang ngayon, hindi ka na pinili. Iniwan ka. So, if you're still going to choose him, are you being fair to yourself? Hindi ka na pinili, iniwan ka, nilayasan ka. Deserve mo ba yan? Di ba hindi? So, ayun. Yun lang, guys. So, we'll see you on the next one.
So, mic drop.